From the AM 1050 WLIP Newsroom, I'm Pete Sargent with the WLIP K-Town Report. Governor Tony Evers says he'll likely include criminal justice reforms in the next state budget as Wisconsin emerges from a tumultuous year of protests over police brutality and racism. The governor telling the Associated Press in a year-end interview that the executive budget will, quote, hopefully include proposals to resolve criminal justice disparities. He declined to offer specifics. Evers called on the legislature to meet in special session in August to consider a number of police reform proposals, including banning chokeholds, creating use of force standards, and grants for organizations working on ways to mediate conflicts and prevent violence. Republicans gaveled in and gaveled out in less than a minute without taking any action. Wisconsin health officials are reporting 2,287 positive tests for the coronavirus in the last day, lifting the total number of confirmed cases to 470,818. The new cases accounted for 46.7% of the 4,902 tests that were processed in the last 24 hours. The overall positivity rate since the start of the pandemic stands at about 10%. The COVID Tracking Project reports that the rolling average number of daily cases in Wisconsin over the past 2 weeks has decreased by 45.3%. The state ranks 34th in the country for new cases per capita. One in every 379 people in Wisconsin tested positive in the past week. The state reported 9 new deaths on Saturday, total of 4,692 fatalities. A Wisconsin Legislative Bureau report shows that yearly convictions for drunken driving and other related offenses dropped by nearly 18,000 between 2004 and 2018. Study also shows that alcohol-related fatal crashes have declined in Wisconsin over the past 12 years, which mirrors a trend nationwide. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation estimates alcohol-related crashes cost Wisconsinites more than $400 million in 2015. The report says certain policy changes, such as increased sanctions, contributed to the decline in drunken driving-related crashes, although, quote, there's no single predominant cause. Sports brought to you by Anastos Motors, Green Bay Road at 45th Street in Kenosha. Find them online at AnastosMotors.com. Devontae Adams caught 3 of Aaron Rodgers' 4 touchdown passes. Packers trounced the Tennessee Titans 40-14, their 5th consecutive victory on a snowy Sunday evening at Lambeau Field. Now, the Packers have already clinched the division title. They can earn the number 1 seed in the NFC playoffs if they win at the Bears next week or Seattle loses at San Francisco. Tennessee squandering an opportunity to clinch their first division championship since 2008. The Bears, well, Mitchell Trubisky accounted for 3 scores, including 2 touchdown passes to Jimmy Graham. They pound Jacksonville 41-17. Looks like Jacksonville has wrapped up the number 1 pick in next year's draft. Of course, the Bears can clinch a playoff spot. They have to beat the Packers next week. To the NBA, and not a great day for the Bucks. They lose to the Knicks, 131-110. That's the Knicks' first victory under their new head coach, Tom Thibodeau. And Steph Curry scored 36 points. It was the Warriors edging the Bulls, 129-128. That's their first win of the season.